Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show we're going to discuss FRS to DFSR migration steps. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I've been doing consulting and teaching for the government, United States Air Force, the Navy, Marines, the Army, and companies around the world. If you want more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started.
Now, before we can move over to DFSR from FRS, what we have to do is we have to go through a migration. And in the migration, there's going to be certain steps that we're going to have to go through. And so migration requires a parallel sysvol structure. So what happens is when we start the migration, it's going to create a sysvol_DFSR. Which all it's going to do is it's going to have the exact settings for Active Directory in this other structure. So it's a parallel infrastructure. There's four stages or states. So when we look at the DFSR migration, zero to start is default state of the domain controllers. FRS is the replication mechanism. One is prepared. A sysvol is created in a folder called sysvol_DFSR. And this is added to the replication set. So what's going to happen is now we're going to copy this information in. So DFSR begins to replicate content to this folder on all the domain controllers. Original is still using the FRS. So it's still using FRS as the replication infrastructure or replication technology. But we're now transferring over to DFSR. So now the first step, we have a sysvol_DFSR. Now, two is redirected. During this state or during this stage, sysvol shared is changed to the sysvol_DFSR. The clients will use this folder. Logon scripts and group policy templates are going to be taken from this folder instead of from the sysvol share. Three is eliminated, and the replication of the old FRS is stopped. The original sysvol is deleted, and this is done manually. Now, during this process, there's going to be some other pre-installation or different stages also. One of the things is it's going to put in that sysvol ready is equal to zero. What that means is it's not going to use sysvol. Then what it's going to do is repoint it to the new sysvol_DFSR. After it's done, then it's going to add the sysvol ready and set it to one, and then the replication will take place from that point on, pointing to the sysvol_DFSR. So start, stable, state, zero, initial point of the migration, ensures the FRS-based sysvol replication is working. repadmin/show_repl/all. What this will do is this will show us what is going on for replication. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to make sure that the replication is working. Ensure DFSR replication service is running on each DC. So you need to go into your administrative tools, into your services, go into the services and make sure DFSR replication is started. In the domain, we want to make sure that the Windows 2008 server functional level is the level of the domain. Pay attention to the PDC emulator because the PDC emulator is the main part of this. So whichever computer that you put the PDC emulator on, this is going to be very important. Avoid installing DCs or RODCs during the change of FRS to DFSR. And ensure you have enough disk spaces available, because if you don't have enough disk space available, it's going to fail during the installation or the changeover migration. Now, next we have preparing. Now, this is a transitional state four. Now, what I was saying is that you have your regular states, then we have what are known as a transitional state. This transitional state four creates a DFSR global settings object. Takes place on the PDC emulator. Remember we said pay attention to the PDC emulator? Well, the reason is the PDC emulator is where we're going to create these global setting objects. Replicates to the other domain controllers. MSDFSR flags track the status. DFSR creates the sysvol underscore DFSR folder on the same volume of sysvol. Duplicates the information to the sysvol underscore DFSR. Now, the next we have waiting for initial sync. This is transitional state 5. It's designed to complete the configuration of sysvol underscore DFSR. Synchronizing with another DC creates the JET database. The JET database is our ntds.dit file. Now, we are not in SQL Server yet. We're still in JET, which JET means that we're in an access type database or ESC type database. Two replication mechanisms are running at the same time. We have FRS and DFSR. So there's a both running at the same time when we're waiting for initial sync. Prepared stable state 1, two independent replications, FRS and DFSR. DFS migrate / get migration state, what we need to do is we need to run this. Make sure all our domain controllers are at the same spot. And that's how we can verify that. You'll also find 80.8.0.2.4 DFSR replication log. So the DFS replication log will show 80.24. That means we're in stable state 1. So you need to look in your DFS replication log for 80.24. That will indicate that we are in state 1. Verify all domain controllers have reached the PDC emulator migration state. Once confirmed, then what we're going to do is we're going to do DFSR MIG / set global state 2. Now we're ready to go into the next state. So after this is going to go into redirecting the transitional state 6. It starts by synchronizing the content of sysvol over to the sysvol underscore DFSR on the PDC emulator. So we're going through the process where you've already created a JET. Now we're going to copy it over. The sysvol ready key is going to be updated and it's going to be set to 0. This is under the HKEY local machine system current control set services net log on parameters. What that does is that makes it so the FRS is turned off. Prevents the sysvol from being shared. Sysvol shared path changes to the sysvol DFSR. So now what we're doing is we're taking it and we're making it so now the share is going to be pointing to the sysvol DFSR, but it's still called sysvol. Next, it goes through, we set the sysvol ready to set to 1, so the share has been changed. It's now going to be shared again. The share is reactivated. Active Directory Domain Services is added to a list of dependencies of the DFSR, our DFS replication service. Then that brings us to the redirected stable state 2. Both FRS and DFSR are working at the same time. Sysvol should not be updated manually because you'll change that manually, what will happen is you'll have issues with the replication. Replication is now taking place on sysvol DFSR. We do DFSR migrate or MIG / get migration state. So what we want to do is we want to make sure everybody on the domain controllers that we have an 80.8017 and a DFS replication log. That indicates that everybody's up at stable state 2. If they're not up in stable state 2, then what'll happen is you got to wait until this happens. Next step is non-reversible. So once we get to this point, we cannot reverse it. We cannot go back over to FRS. This is the next step right here. Next step is we do a DFSR MIG / set the global state to 3. Now we're in stable state 3, but there's still some steps in between. We have eliminating, which is transitional state 7. Eliminates a dependency on Active Directory domain services for FRS. It stops it temporarily. And what it does, it removes any Active Directory resident settings for sysvol. These changes are replicated to the other DCs. So what's happening here is when we do the slash get migration state, we should be getting closer to our stage 3. The content and sysfol folder is deleted. The FRS is restarted because the FRS is not just for sysfol. It may be working for our distributed file system that is on Windows 2003, for example, because Windows 2003 cannot use DFSRS or DFSR. Now, eliminated stable state 3, so final stage in the migration. We do DFSMIG slash get migration state. What we should see is 8019 DFS replication log. What this does is this indicates that we're in stable state 3. We need to make sure that all our domain controllers are in the same place. Sysfol key will point to the sysfol DFSR. So remember what it did is it unshared it and made it so it's now the share is pointing towards the sysfol DFSR. And so the key has been changed to point to it. Sysfol ready key is set to 0 to 1. Undo redirecting is transitional state 8, which is just an optional. So at this point, we're actually converted over to DFSR. But during the process, what we can do is we can stop part of the process and go back a step. And so reverting back to the redirected to prepared, that you do DFSR MIG and set the global state to 1. The sysfol DFSR is synchronized with the sysfol. And so this is when we may have some things that may have changed through Active Directory that didn't get caught. It captures any changes that have been made, may have occurred during the redirected state. And then we also have undo preparing, and this is returned to the start from preparing. And then what we do is DFSR MIG and slash set global state. But when we get to the global state 3, we can't go backwards. So DFSRMIG.exe, there's some options that we have with this command line utility. We have set global state, which configures the current global DFSR migration state, which is applied to all the domain controllers. We have global get global state. What that does is reports the current global DFSR migration state. And then get migration state reports the current migration state of each domain controller. And this allows us to be able to have some type of monitoring system while the actual migration is taking place. Now, migrating sysfol to replication, FRS, to DFSR steps, you raise the domain functional level to Windows 2008 server. We're going to type DFSR MIG slash get global state. Then it goes through all the transitionals that we talked about before. We're going to type DFSR MIG slash get migration state so we can see that we're getting into the migration state 1, the stable state 1. We're going to then type DFSR MIG slash set global state to 2. So now we're into the next. But what we have to do is we have to monitor, make sure all our DCs are up to 2 before we can go to 3. Once we have 2, making sure the domain controllers are all to 2, then we can do DFSR MIG slash set global state. At this point, there's no return. And then we do the get migration state to see and make sure everybody goes up to 3.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the GoGo box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search the GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It's been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world. And have a great day. Bye-bye for now.